good morning, and welcome to the Father's house. All right, here I come. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Let me say it again. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Jesus said this in his word. He says, if you see me, you've seen the Father. I love you. I love you. I love you. In other words, Jesus acts just like the Father. And he wants us to act just like him. He wants us to be children just like him. To love just like him. This week, starting today, start loving people just like the Father. Look like him, act like him, talk like him. Love on people, bless them. We want to look, we want to act, we want to be just like our Father. Amen. All right. I have something here. I have a $20 bill here. But if you look at it closely, it's fake. It's not real. And in the other hand, I have a $100 bill. I have a fake $20 bill, ain't worth nothing. And I got a $100 bill that's worth $100. It's worth something. There is a trade-off. God does a trade with us. I don't know if you know it or not, but God does a trade. He says, hey, I'm going to trade your sin in for my righteousness. And all you have to do is repent. All you have to do is repent. If you mess up, if you blow it, you're a mess. You're not worth anything. Your sin makes you worthless. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to trade my righteousness. I'm going to give it to you. And I'm going to take your money. Awesome trade. Why would you not trade? Why would you not do that? All you have to do is repent. That's an awesome trade. I would rather have this than to keep this. And so, and God says, he said, hey, listen, I'll make this trade every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every year. All you gotta do is repent. Make the trade. Well, I'm gonna make the trade. I don't know about you. Maybe you want to keep your little fake, no good money, but I don't. I want his righteousness. I want his money. And so I'm gonna take it right now. Father, I just ask you, thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for forgiving me, and I repent in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to pray this week for you and for me that we hear God and hear what he's asking us to do. I believe you can do good things for God, but I believe you need to do the right things. And there's a difference. You can do good things, but I believe you need to do right things. What I mean by that is, for example, if my wife says, hey, Van, I want you to come home and I want you to cut the grass. And I say, okay. And I go and I clean the bathroom and I clean up the living room and I fold the clothes and I wash the dishes. And I come to my wife and I say, I did a good job. She said, yes, you did a good job, but you didn't do the right job. I want you to cut the grass. A lot of times, Christians, we can just do good things and not the right things. And we need to hear from God. God, what do you want us to do? So ask God. My prayer is that you ask God, God, what do you want me to do? So that you can start doing, I can start doing, you can start doing the right thing. I believe God has something for us he wants us to do. Amen. All right, let's get into the word. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. It says, endure hardness as a good soldier of the Lord, of Christ. Endure hardness as a good soldier. What stuck out to me was good soldier. And in my quiet time, I was just like, Lord, I want to be a good soldier. I don't want to be a weak soldier. I don't want to be a scared soldier. I don't want to be a bad soldier. I want to be a good soldier. Talk to me. And so this is how he kind of broke things down to me. Now, let me back up just a little bit. When this pandemic started or first started coming out and everything got going, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what's going on? And really didn't, he said a few things, but I really didn't get a whole lot. He didn't say a whole lot to me. And so I, you know, okay. I just said, I'll wait. And I kind of felt like this week God kind of spoke to me a little bit more, especially from here, coming from this verse. And he said to me, he said, Van, this pandemic has changed the world. It has changed society. It has changed the economic world. It has changed the educational world. It has changed everything. It has changed the political world, and it's changed the world emotionally. It has changed the world. And he said, Van, here's what I want you to do, because I want you to be a good soldier. He says, and he said it like this at first, and so I didn't catch it. He said, I want you to change, and I don't want you to change. And I was like, okay. I didn't get that quite, understand that. He said, I want you to change, and I don't want you to change. And I said, okay, Lord, break that down a little bit more to me. He said, I want you to change on the outside, but I don't want you to change on the inside. He said, this world is changing. And see, I told you about the word. He says, I tell you about it in Ecclesiastes. There's a time and a season for everything. The world, everything in this world changes. It goes through a season. And when something's going through a season, you need to learn how to change. You need to learn how to adapt. For example, like if it's real hot right now, it's hot, you're wearing your bathing suit. That's nice, that's cool. But the season is going to change, and there's going to come a time when it's going to get cold. And you need to adapt. You need to change on the outside. And if you don't, you're going to suffer. When it gets cold and you still got your bathing suit on, you're going to suffer. You might even die. You're going to have to change. You're going to have to recognize. You're going to have to adapt. You're going to have to change when the seasons change. When things change. When this world changes, you're going to have to change with it. And if you don't change, you're going to suffer, or you might even die. You're going to have to change. And so he kind of talked to him. He said, the world's changing. He's talking to me. This is to me. I'm not trying to talk to you. I'm just telling you what he's telling me. He's talking to me. And he says, Van, if you're going to be my good soldier, you have to learn how to change. Because this pandemic has changed the church. The church has changed now. The social distancing, it has changed. It's not about brick and mortar anymore and bringing people under a church into a building. It's not about that. It's about broadcasting. It's how you can get the word out. It's totally changed. And you're going to have to change with it. The church has changed. Communication has changed. It's not the same anymore. Technology has stepped up and has stepped in place. Before, you just did things, you met people, you talked to people, called people. It's totally different now. And you got to move with technology. See, I was kind of one of those people. I was like, man, I didn't grow up with the cell phone and then laptops and all that stuff, so I don't need it. But God's like, nah, you need it. You got to change. And if you don't, you're going to suffer. Times are changing. This world is changing. Communication, the way you communicate, the way you get across to people, Facebook, YouTube, it changes. And you got to step up to the plate. And you got to find people to help you step up to the plate. He's talking to me. Because I didn't want to change. I didn't want to go through this. I was kind of like, no. And God said, if you're going to be a good soldier, you're going to have to change. You're going to have to understand, church has changed. Communication has changed. It has changed. And community has changed. It's different now because of Facebook and because of the way you're doing things now. It's not just your neighborhood or your city or your community or your little area anymore. You're just talking to the black people or the white people or the young people or the old people. You're talking to a whole myriad of people. All types of people now. And you can't just talk one way. And just think you're talking to one group of people. You got all types of people, all kinds of people. There are all different levels. You got young, old, rich, poor, black, black, white. You got all types. And you got to understand that community has changed. And so you got to know how, you got to watch how you talk and what you say and how you say things. You got to adapt. The weather is changing. And if you don't change with it, you're going to suffer, or you might even die. You're going to have to change. I said, okay, Lord. You're going to have to be a good soldier. If I want to be a good soldier, I'm going to have to adapt. The world is changing. This pandemic has changed the world. And I got to learn how to change with it because the world is changing. But then the Lord flipped it and he said, all right, now there is parts or there is the inside of you that does not change. I don't want this to change. I don't care what goes on in this world because the world is under change. And you're in this world and so you're going to have to change with it. But there are some things inside of you that will not change, that does not change because the Word of God doesn't change. The Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but my word never pass away. The word doesn't change. Jesus doesn't change. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God doesn't change. God said in Malachi, I change not. Heaven doesn't change. The word doesn't change. The world changes, but the word does not change. And the word on the inside of you should not change. You're to walk in love. I don't care what goes on in this pandemic. I don't care how much society changed. You're still supposed to walk in love. You do not walk in hate. You do not walk ugly. You do not walk mean. No. You're to walk in love. That does not change. You might change on the outside, but you will not change on the inside if you're going to be a good soldier. Love. Peace. I sit here, I came here in peace. I didn't come here to start a war with people. I came here to bring peace. Peace with God. I didn't come here to fight. If you're going to fight, you fight the demons and the devils, but not people. I came here to bring peace. That's supposed to be in your life. That does not change. Peace. Forgiveness. I didn't come to condemn people and to beat people down. I came to forgive. And I am a forgiver. And that's to stay there in your life. That will not change. There's a lot of people that society has changed. Emotions have changed. And so people are mad and upset. And they're doing things. And they're hateful. Not us. Not my good soldiers. Not my good soldiers. You're to be helpful. You're to give. Yes, I know the economic climate has changed, but you're to give even more. You're to help even more. You don't do less, you do more. The fruits of the Spirit, speaking the truth in love. You still speak the truth. You still be honest. You still be straight. You still be real. You don't lie. Just because the world is changing on the outside. My word does not change on the inside. Then if you'll do that, you'll be a good soldier. You can change on the outside. You're going to need to do that. If you don't do it, you're going to suffer. You might even die. But you do not change on the inside. If you're going to be my good soldier, that's what I want. That's what I'm after. In this pandemic, the world is changing. It's going to continue to change. And you'll have to adapt. I understand that. And that'll be part of the endurance you'll have to put up with. The toughness, you have to be tough. You have to put up with it. Sorry. That's what the world is. But don't change on the inside. And you're going to have to endure. Because people are going to want you to change on the inside. But don't you do that. You endure toughness. You endure it. As a good soldier. And so after he said those things to me, he said, Van, does that make sense? I said, yep, got it. I understand. I understand you, Lord. I'm to change, and I'm not to change. Amen, brothers and sisters. All right, be blessed today. I love you.